Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. The NBA Conference Finals, they continue to heat up. And in our next segment, hey, we're going to break it all down. We're delighted to have with us for the first time on our show, NBA TV's Vince Cellini. Thank you so much, Vince. It's great to have you on the program tonight.
Hi, Liz. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. Well, let's start off our conversation with highlighting one of your recent guests in studio. You had the opportunity to visit with Chicago Bulls shooting guard Jimmy Butler on Wednesday. And of course, the Bulls, they've not been to the draft lottery since 2008 when they selected Derrick Rose number one overall. And the Bulls, of course, missed the playoffs for the first time in his career. So tell all of our audience across the country, I mean, what did Jimmy share about his struggles of this past season?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting year. Obviously, like you said, he did not make the playoffs for the first time as a professional. And I think that led to, obviously some tension there and some maybe reevaluation of who the Bulls are moving forward. There's a lot of speculation about whether, you know, Jimmy was a guy that could get traded. And he seemed to think that they worked through that, both Jimmy and management, and that he initially was taken a little aback with GM Gar Forman's comment about all things being on the table as to whether or not Jimmy Butler was the centerpiece of that team.
Yeah.
And was very open-ended. But he said he understands it, and he said that it's on him. And he took a lot of responsibility, saying, look, I didn't play good enough. I wasn't healthy enough. And I think that's really what he wants to do moving forward is get himself to a position where he can be healthy for an entire season. And more importantly, he and Derrick Rose can be healthy for an entire season. I did ask him if he enjoys playing with Derrick, and he does. He said, but a lot of things have not allowed them to get to the level to where they need to be a contender, and that is, you know, just getting both of these guys on the floor at the same time and getting more of a connection. I think one of the things that he's going to try to do this year is to work out with Derrick in the off season, which they haven't. I was surprised. I said, I'm really kind of stunned that you guys haven't gotten together. But they're going to try to get together in the off season. Spend some time, maybe build some of that chemistry. But it's been difficult because, you know, Jimmy's a single guy. His workouts are notorious. He gets up at 5 a.m. and he is hitting it hard, like two workouts by 11, which is his lunch. And Derrick is, you know, very involved with his family and his son, and that's fine. So I think it's just a matter of trying to get them together. But, you know, Jimmy's a hard worker, and I think he wants to be great. And one of the things he's focusing on this summer is Team USA, which he feels like is going to mean a lot to him to represent his country. And he wants to be that guy out front for the Chicago Bulls. And Alyssa, when you look at his talent level, I mean, he had, you know, several 40-point games, a 53-point game
right
last year. There's no denying that. But I think it's just getting more consistency out of him and getting his health together. But he doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to be a Chicago Bull. And the other question is, who's going to stay for that team? You know, Pau Gasol could leave. Etuan Moore could leave. Joakim Noah could leave. So we could get a real turnaround with the Bulls. But I enjoyed spending time on the NBA TV set with Jimmy. I found him to be a very smart and quick learner, certainly in television, and I liked his personality and his observations that he gave us.
He's simply one of the best. NBA TV's Vince Cellini is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love for you to connect with us. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. We're kicking off our conversation talking about the Chicago Bulls, and I want to hear some more, Vince, in terms of what will be the offseason priorities and how do the Bulls plan to change the narrative and how just things unfolded this past season.
Well, you know, one of the things about being in a city like that is that, I don't want to say the ghost of, but the legend of Michael Jordan looms large in that city. And so expectations are very, very high because of the run that they've been on. But I think also that Jimmy and Fred Hoiberg and the rest of the team have to also get on the same page. And I think that communication level has to improve some. Jimmy admitted that he may have made a mistake this year when he, after a tough game, sort of called out Hoiberg in a locker room saying that this team needs to be coached harder. And he also said that, look, I've got to be a better leader. He's learning how to be that type of leader. So I think they have to understand what type of personality that they want to have and what type of players they want to bring in. They're going to have to be building with guys like Nikola Mirotic and Doug McDermott, Tony Snell. And so, you know, Derrick and Jimmy are a good foundation, but again, they have to be healthy. It was interesting. This is almost a very under-the-radar move, but the Bulls, just a couple of days ago, dismissed their director of sports performance and also their strength coach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes those are moves that may be a symptom of a greater problem. When you see, it's always like a hitting coach, gets fired in baseball or something like that. So I think that they're looking at all areas in trying to improve. They'll pick 14th. They could get a good player there. And I think Chicago is still a destination for free agents. So I just wonder if it's going to be too much of a reset for them in the offseason in terms of some of the personnel. And there may be an adjustment period that carries through next year as well.
You know, a reset, a reboot. I have to wonder, too,
yeah.
Did Jimmy talk about, as far as the draft lottery experience, representing the Bulls on that stage? Because he was, the 30th pick in the 2011 draft.
Yeah, right. He might have seen that as some sort of, I don't want to say olive branch, but maybe a message from management that, yeah,
mm-hmm,
you are a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was a privilege to be there and represent the team. It was a fun thing. He was very visible. And he enjoyed that experience as being one of the leaders and one of the faces of the Bulls organization. His chances going in, as were the Bulls, were minuscule. So I said, at least you got to rep the Bulls. It didn't mean you picked higher because they were
mm-hmm.
pretty much going to finish there. But the one thing about Chicago this year was just, again, getting some consistency. Listen, they were 7-1 against both Cleveland and Toronto during the regular season. So sometimes if you can just get in to the playoffs, you may be able to get yourself in and make a run. They weren't able to do that, but certainly they're one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. And I think that, I would be stunned if they weren't back in the playoff mix next year. But, Jimmy, to answer your question, did enjoy the draft lottery experience and being there. And, in consecutive nights, he did that and then came in NBA TV studio and spent the night with us.
What was your assessment of the job that Fred Hoiberg did in his rookie season and perhaps some of the things that he will change going forward?
Well, Fred was night and day in terms of replacing Tom Thibodeau. Thibodeau was fire and brimstone. I mean, he just got in guys' faces. He was loud. He coached constantly on the sidelines. You heard him. He was just a huge, huge presence. And Fred is really the complete opposite. Not that that's any better or worse. That's just his style. He's more of a pensive, quiet, it's going to be okay kind of guy. So I think there was an adjustment for him at the professional level. And, he has a style that he wants to play that I don't think he could consistently play because of the injuries that were affecting his team. So that had a lot to do with what the Bulls could or could not do this year. We had to give them a year. It wasn't a successful year because they didn't make postseason. So next year is going to be very important for Fred Hoiberg in terms of putting his stamp on this team and making whatever first-year adjustments he's going to have to make. I think clearly he would admit that wasn't a success. I don't think it's a slam to say that, but he's going to have to push the right buttons next year, Alyssa, definitely. To get this team in the mix.
Okay, so the 2016 draft order is set. The Philadelphia 76ers are owners of the number one pick. Who are they going to take in the number one pick? Is it going to be Ben Simmons or Ingram?
We spoke with Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com on our show, and he seems to think that Philadelphia is leaning toward Ingram, and he feels like he has the edge over Simmons in terms of being more of a polished offensive player. And a guy that can give them that initially right away. Coming out of a program like Duke, he feels like he's just a better fit for a team like Philadelphia that just really needs offensive help right now. So he feels like that's the guy.
Vince, you do a great job. It's such an honor to have you on our show tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Should I call you Big E? Or just
the Big E, that's right. A throwback to those days at Oklahoma.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks so much. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number one at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.